You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast. This message was recorded live at our Manchester campus. We know this is a great investment into your life. So tune in, listen up, and stay focused. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com.
Anybody like maths? Confess right now. Raise your hand. Yes. Dan, you like maths, don't you? Awesome. You can represent my maths friends. Calculator. Come on, stand up on there. This is your moment. Maths people don't like the limelight, but here he is. Tape measure. Sums. And I was, I love maths. It was my favorite lesson. And, he's working it out. That's incorrect. Even to the level that I would do maths competitions. Yes, serious maths. And it was really good. I love maths. I was pretty good at it. And I had mates that I did maths with. But to be selfish, I also liked football. Love football. Who likes football? Amazing. Well, Stuart's going to come and represent my football friends. Oh, hold on a minute. You're feeling the anointing right now. Come on. Did you pop that on for me, Stuart? What did you say? 25 points. That's unassailable, isn't it? And I had my football friends, and I played on the school football team. And I think when I was at primary school, it was the last time Liverpool were any good anyway. And I would kind of have my football mates, but nobody from the football team was into maths. And nobody from my maths mates was into football. So it was a little bit confusing of kind of, you know, if it was maths lunchtime and I was with my maths mates and I saw the football guys, they would just like head down and walk past me. So it was a little bit weird. Then I had something else that I really liked. Too greedy, right? But I really love drama. Hannah's going to represent my drama friends. Come and stand here and give us your best jazz hands. Woo! And I really like drama at school, so I wanted to be in the school productions. Anybody ever been in a school play? Yes. I was in Artful Dodger in Oliver, year 9. Just saying, it's still got a picture on the wall in my high school. And there's a picture of Pastor Stuart on the wall in my high school as well. Come on. And I really like drama as well, but guess what? None of my drama friends were in the football team or the maths team. And so I always just kind of find it, and like not really sure where I belong, because all the football guys, they dressed a certain way, they hung out at the same place in the playground, and like that was where they belonged. But all the drama guys kind of hung out in the drama studio, and would be, you know, practicing Shakespeare and mime, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And yet, my maths guys, and I was just finding it all a little bit confusing of like, you know, which outfit do I wear and where do I hang out at lunchtime? Because I'm not really sure where I belong. And I found it a little bit confusing. Then my parents took me to church as well. And so they encouraged me to go to church and believe in God. And I was like, oh, right, cool. Kind of go there as well, but they wear something different as well. And I was just not sure where I belonged until God really spoke to me with that word, belong. And he said, you belong in God's family. And the beauty of belonging in God's family is that you can like maths and drama and football and God, and that's okay. Even if nobody else in your school likes the same things that you like, you still belong in God's family, which was very reassuring to me. And I remember a story in the Bible of a young guy called Zacchaeus. Who's ever heard of the story of Zacchaeus? Yes. Well, we want you to imagine that my schoolmates now are going to become Zacchaeus' schoolmates. So just step back there for me. Thank you, Dan. And Zacchaeus, the thing about Zacchaeus was he was different to everyone else. And he was really different because he was the smallest in his class. I don't know if any of you ever felt like that's like, to be the smallest. And Zacchaeus was kind of like, everyone's bigger than me, everyone's taller than me, I always get picked last at football, and it's not fair. And if we're being honest, the friends in his class used to pick on him a little bit and laugh at him for being small. And they'd be a little bit unkind towards him and patronizingly pat him on the head when he's talking. And Zacchaeus, he did not like this. And he felt really sad. And it made him feel sad and a little bit lonely. And so because he was feeling sad and lonely, he felt like, you know what, I don't belong in this class. Oh, they've all got friends and they've got groups and I'm just shorty on the side. And so he decided, you know what, I really like maths. See, another maths guy in the house. Zacchaeus was like, yeah, I really like maths, actually, and I'm better than all of you at maths, so no. And Zacchaeus grew up to become the tax collector. Oh, it was, he got a boo every time he walked around, because Zacchaeus was the guy who would go around to everyone and collect money from them. Get your purse out, come on. Open up, and he would see out of everyone's money, right, well, I'm just going to take these for the Romans, okay? And actually, my donkey, I've used him to get here, so I need mileage. My donkey needs a service, so I'm just going to take that as well. And he kept it for himself, because he was the guy who was in charge of the money, so he could do that. And if they didn't pay him, he would set the Romans on them. And come on, give me your money. Ooh, nice wallet. Come on. Oh, okay, I'll take contactless, that's fine. And he would take their money, and come on, mask guy, you must be wadded. Loads of money. Oh, the paper stuff. Don't give that to me. And Zacchaeus became rich. And he was like, everyone is going to like me now because I've got loads of money. And who thinks that his friends started to like him now? No. Would you like a guy that was mean like that and took all your money? No. Guess what? Zacchaeus was trying to do all this so he could feel important and probably feel a bit taller. And it had the opposite effect. Nobody wanted to talk to him anymore. When it came to dinner time, the tables were always full and people would move over and there's no spare places for you to go. And he was lonely and still didn't know where he belonged. And I don't know if you ever know what that feeling's like, where you feel like, I just don't know where I belong, I don't know where I fit in. And Zacchaeus was like, that maybe this is it. Maybe this is the rest of my life. And I just have to get used to it. Until he heard about Jesus. Jesus was a famous person. He's like, I've heard all these stories about Jesus. He can do miracles. Everybody wants to meet him. Crowds are rushing around to see what he's going to do. He's got all these awesome things to say. And Zacchaeus was like, oh, that sounds awesome. I've heard that even if you are a loner, even if you don't belong, because some people were really sick and nobody wanted to hang out with them. But he was like, no. Jesus even spoke to those that were sick. Jesus spoke to those that other people didn't speak to. So Zacchaeus was like, maybe if I can meet Jesus, then he might be my friend. He might accept me into his group, and then that'll teach everyone else. And they can reject me all they like, but I will be in the cool group. So he was like, I'm going to go down. I'm going to get everybody out of the way. I'm going to get there, and I'm going to meet Jesus, and this is going to be awesome. This is where I'm going to find where I belong. And so he went down, but by the time he got down to the square where Jesus was coming past, there was already a crowd. And so he was like, hey guys, can I just, I'm a bit smaller than you, do you mind? Can I just come through? I can't see from behind here. And they remembered what Zacchaeus had done. They'd remembered the extra pennies he'd taken. They'd remember the extra bit he'd had and the smile on his face when he took it. And they were like, no way, you don't belong here. Stay at the back. This is not for you. Jesus is awesome, and so he won't like you. So you just stay at the back there, if that's okay. And Zacchaeus was pretty sad about this, because his master plan had been foiled by these people who were being mean, until he saw a tree. Here comes my tree. Just bear with me. And he was like, okay, so I'm not going to meet Jesus. It's not going to be the moment that I was hoping, but I've heard so much about him. Maybe I could just watch. And, you know, he's never going to see me or anything, but he climbed up the tree.
Careful.
And he got to the top. He was like, ah, now I can see. Oh, amazing. And he's like, I'm not going to have a handshake or anything, but I'll see what's going on. See if he does any miracles. See if anything happens. And he was watching everything going down. Crowds were swarming around Jesus. He's like, whoa, that is awesome. Imagine being down there. That must be cool. And then right in the middle, Jesus stopped. He said, hey, Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was like, one, how can he see through my camouflage? Two, how does he know my name? He just checked down, making sure he's not got his Hello, My Name is Zacchaeus t-shirt on. But no, he's like, how, maybe he's heard the bad rumors about me. And he was like, oh, what's going to happen here? Jesus said, hey, Zacchaeus, come down from that tree, because I want to come to your house for tea. Now, you need to understand a little something about what it meant in those days for coming to someone's house for tea. It wasn't just, oh, do you want to come round and have some fish fingers and go out to play? Actually, when someone came round to your house, it was like they were saying, hey, I'm part of your family. You are part of my family. It was like Jesus was saying to everybody in the crowd, all the people that knew the real Zacchaeus, all the people that knew all of Zacchaeus' mistakes, Jesus was saying, hey, you know Zacchaeus? He belongs in my family. And all the crowd were amazed. They were like, really? Him? Zacchaeus had a choice right there and then. It might have been easy to try and hide, because everyone was watching, remember? Everyone was watching. Everybody knew what he'd done. He was like, oh, I could just go all camouflage and pretend and hope that no one sees me. Or he could have just ran the opposite direction because he's too embarrassed about what other people thought. But something within Zacchaeus was like, I can't keep running. You know what? I'm going to take a risk. I might feel embarrassed, but I'm going to take a risk. And he got down in front of everyone and said, okay, Jesus, if you say you belong, if you think I belong, then come to my house. Zacchaeus took him back to his house. The disciples came. They spent time there. They ate together. They talked. Jesus told him the truth about who God made him to be. And Zacchaeus made an amazing choice. Because he knew, he found where he belonged. He was like, do you know what? My actions, they need to change a little bit because I belong in God's family. And so he decided, oh, actually, I need to give back what I've taken from you. And he actually gave four times as much back because he felt so full in his heart, knowing where he belonged, that it was like, you know what? I need to be generous. Jesus is generous. God's been generous with me, and that's part of my family, so I'm going to be generous too. And Zacchaeus' reputation changed. Thank you, guys. Go take a seat. Amazing. I want to read you a verse from Ephesians chapter 2. It says, that's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here. with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here. In what he's building, I have used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all of the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. And actually, the house of God, a church where you're sat, it's not about the building, but it's about the people inside. And God wants you to know today that you belong. You belong in God's family. God had a plan for you as you were being knitted together in your mother's womb, the Bible says. And actually, the way he made you was on purpose. Your personality, I don't know if you have a weird combination of interests like me, but actually, the way God made you is he made you to fit into his family. And he doesn't want you to be somebody different. He wants you to be you, because you belong. Now, there's a couple things that Zacchaeus thought might have excluded him from belonging. He might have felt that he didn't belong because he was different. He was the short one. He was the one in class who didn't fit in. And yet Jesus wasn't bothered by that at all. Equally, he might have felt he didn't fit in because of what everybody else thought. All the crowd that said he wasn't good enough and pushed him back. All the people that thought he'd done too much wrong or he wasn't the right fit. He listened to what everybody else said and thought that that was the absolute truth until Jesus came along and said that isn't the absolute truth. Audacious Church, God wants you to know what other people say about you is not the absolute truth. But what God says about you is what's true. And Zacchaeus had to walk past that crowd, go through, and actually be willing to put aside what other people said and listened to what Jesus said and what God said about him. It would have been easy for Zacchaeus to think that he was too bad as well, right? I can't belong in God's family because of all the mistakes I've made, all the things I've done wrong. And some of us, we do that. We kind of come to church, or when it comes to relationship with God, we're like, yeah, that's cool for you guys, but you don't really know what I've done, or the mistakes that I've made, or the things that I've said to, you know, it's not, I can't be like that. And Jesus was like, it doesn't matter. This is the whole reason I came. Jesus came to earth so that he could die on the cross and deal for everybody's sin. There's no sin big enough to separate you from the love of God. There's no mistake. There's no amount of time that you've been ignoring him that's too long. But actually, he's here for you. I just want to pray right now for everybody in the room. Would you mind just bowing your head or closing your eyes? There's nothing magic about that. It just kind of helps us concentrate. And I just want to pray that every single person in this room will find where they belong in the family of God. God, I thank you for loving us. I thank you for making us and having a plan for us. I thank you that there is not a single mistake in this room. I thank you that we can stand together, all from our different backgrounds, our different pasts, our different journeys, and know that you have a plan for each one of us. God, I pray for anybody in this room who has been feeling that they don't belong, whether it's at home, in their home situation, or at work, or at school, or with their friends, and they feel like they don't fit in, and yet, God, I pray they will feel your love right now and know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you've chosen them. You've adopted them into your family, and they belong to you.